Square foot of some papier, if these are secured, it is, do it is. Zurich, 13/20/25, dictation is for Mr. Pedro Che, Che spells C-H-A-Y, Pedro spells P-E-D-R-O, date of birth is 05/19/1975. This is a 50-year-old gentleman here with bilateral shoulder pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for about a week or more. He said that he does masonry work and does a lot of lifting of heavy stuff and notice pain with these activities. Said pain is non-radiating, confined to the region of his AC joints. Said pain is worse with motion and lifting. And he denies any direct trauma, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports a rash in his back, which is itching and sometimes burns, period. He said the rash has been there for about a week, period. Next, my patient denies shortness of breath, denies changes in soaps, lotion, detergent, perfumes. Next line, patient denies shortness of breath, tightness in his throat, difficulty swallowing or difficulties with breathing, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam with shoulder. Patient has tenderness of palpation bilaterally in the regions of his AC joint and the trapezius muscles bilaterally, period. The muscles is tender to palpation. No bony tenderness in his thoracic spine or cervical spine. There's no deformity in his thoracic spine or cervical spine, period. Next paragraph. Skin. Patient has an erythematous maculopapular rash discretely distributed on his back. No fissures, no burrows, no vesicles or bulli. No central clearing, no scaly surface, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is allergic reaction. Number two is rash. Number three is bilateral shoulder pain, period. Next paragraph, procedure, trigger point injection. Procedure was explained to patient, which includes side effects and complications, which includes but not limited to increased pain, no resolution, a return of his pain, worse than before. Infection, period. Next paragraph, next line. Patient says he understands the complication and the procedure and consented verbally for me to proceed, period. Patient, next line. Patient and I identify areas of maximum pain. These areas were marked with a skin marker. There were three areas on the left and two areas on the right, period. 80 milligrams of solumedrol along with 5 cc's of lidocaine was mixed times two. The site identified as areas of maximum pain were cleaned with betadine, over wiped with alcohol, then wiped again with alcohol, injected, sites were injected. Three sites were injected on the right as trigger points, sites three, and two sites were injected on the left. Preparation on the left side and right side were done in a similar fashion, period. After injection, sites were massaged. Patient tolerated procedure well. There were no complications, period. Site was then covered with Band-Aid. Patient reports improved pain and with movement, period. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication. Hydroxyzine, 25 milligrams, you will take 1 pill at bedtime for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, triamcinolone, 0.1% cream. You will apply BID on his back for 14 days. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of loop patient.